airballs in there, huh?
I'm thinking about the five you made, though.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this whole series, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's good to get it out of one game, but get my rhythm going. But early on in the series, we didn't have that many good looks like I thought I had today. I thought I had a lot of wide open, and it started in transition with Steve finding me. I thought that was key for me to get going early. And towards the second half, just keep getting good shots. And after you play a team over and over, you see how they're going to play you. And obviously, my teammates just found me in transition.
You told me yesterday that if you just get that first one,
you'll
be all right.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get the first one, and you have to get in the offense. You don't want to rush and force it. I don't think any of my threes that I missed today that I forced. It was all good looks and right timing. I'm glad I made it because you want to be a part of this team. I know I'm here to play defense and stuff like that, but I'm also here to make shots, and I did that today.
The bench as a whole, too, finally had its big
yes.
game.
Yes, it's only a matter of time for that. We're getting more confidence. I thought Alvin Gentry had more confidence in today. Go on, respond to Channing, and if we play that well, it's really hard to beat us.
They came out and jumped here right from the jump street. It seemed like Jay Rich kind of helped spark that aggression up to turn the tide. Can you talk about how you guys got back in it?
I thought defensively. I thought a little jitters early on, trying to force stuff. Anja Miller, we basically dangling on the shoot, and he hit 75% of his shots today, which we were surprised. And then they called a timeout, got to the free throw line with Steve, and got our rhythm going. I thought the bench, we came in, I thought we was down 10 and we sparked it. Right when I came in, I had a wide open three, hit it, and just the defensive intensity was huge. We know, the ball's only going to go in two different spots, either Aldridge or Miller, for most of the game, and as long as we can stop them, we'll be all right.
Was it just getting the extra minutes tonight for you guys on that bench, the second unit?
I think we have to be a little bit more unselfish, making the right passes. I thought today we did that. I thought we moved the ball around. I thought Goran did a great job. Steve obviously set the tone. I don't know how many points Omari had, but when everyone's getting involved, man, it's hard to beat us. We're definitely that balance.
Plus 12 at the free throw line. You go there 32 times tonight. I mean, does that speak to the type of aggression you guys have to have?
Yeah, and it's usually the team that's at home because the crowd are feeding off it, and you can when you attack it, you get the call usually more at home than you do on the road, and we took advantage of that. And now we have to go back to Portland and play the same way we did in game three and try to end it up there because no one wants to come back here for game seven if we don't have to.
Is there a hole that's ever too much for you guys to get out of? Do you guys ever feel like you're buried?
Yeah, I think it's depending on what point in the game it is at. Early in the first quarter, it doesn't matter what lead, 15, 20, you can come back. If it's in the third, it's a lot more difficult. But we knew we were going to make a run. We played in Portland. We were up by 20, and they made a couple shots in the fourth quarter. We thought we were down, how loud the crowd was. So the crowd can definitely bring you back in the game. All I want is you to play hard and make some shots.
Jared, talk about your defense performance specifically. You seemed like you were all over the place. You were really getting back on those, closing out on the shooters after you were, you double-teamed somebody. Let's talk about your defense.
Yeah, I try to early on always double Aldridge. I mean, he knows I'm doubling him. I try to give him different looks. And when I close out on Jim Miller, unlike Grant, I kind of close up. I don't mind if he drives. I feel like my length and my size can, bother him a little bit. With Jared Bayless, always put a hand in his face and make him, you want him to shoot more so. It's knowing your personnel, and that's what I try to do defensively. It's not like sometimes I have steals. They brought Cunningham into the game. You got to stunt and get more him because he'll get more riled than maybe a Brandon Roy. So everybody knows everyone, and that's the key to winning these series.
How'd you keep from pressing when you're going through struggles and stuff? You seem to stay relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a role player. It's not like I'm Steve or Amari. I'm getting good 20 shots. So if I go 0 for 3, it's not a big deal. I mean, if you get... So you see me how I'm doing my interview and my draws and the good time. My same shots. I think I went through a little struggle one time this year from 3-point range. And I mean, when you have Steve and Omari, so much pressure on them. If they found me a lot today, and I'm glad I made them.
Did you feel like you kind of hooked them into starting taking quick shots there? And once you guys got going, you started.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd can make you, do things that you don't normally do. And I thought to make Andre Miller, for us, kind of fool's gold. I mean, we don't mind him hitting those shots. If he can hit them consistently throughout the game, we tip our hat to him. Camby, Jared Bayless. Those are the guys we want shooting those long, contested jump shots. It's the Aldridge and the B-Boys and the sweet spots we try to get them out of. And as you see, we try to double them, and sometimes it works and sometimes we break down. But for the most part, we did a pretty good job tonight.
Does number 19 feel better than any of those four dunks?
Yes, because the playoffs, baby. Yes, yes.
Notice how I said four?
Four.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.